This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2207, Downtime, by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator. Happy Kwanzaa if you're celebrating, and a happy Boxing Day. I have a post from Andrew James today. His website used to be called Establishing the Self, but he rebranded. You can find his site at itsandrewjames.com now. So with that, let's get right to his post as we optimize your life. Downtime, by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. Every day for the past few years, I have forced myself to write, or at least attempt to write, something. More often than not, this takes form as a meaningless journal entry. However, every now and then, something emerges that I find to be quite helpful. Upon reviewing old journal entries, I stumbled upon one that applies to my life more so now than ever. Here, I have copied the old transcript and added in some content that I feel to be relevant. I hope it helps you as much as it has helped me. Today is a day in which I am not entirely sure what to write about. I often find myself in this predicament. Regrettably, it is more frequent than I care to admit. I have to wonder if I have nothing to write about because I cannot genuinely conjure inspiration, or because I tend to suppress emotion and instead replace it with logic and reason, thus denying the presence of creation to flow from my ethological nature. Or perhaps because it is still early dawn as I write this, I have had nothing of significant noteworthiness occur. Therefore, I have nothing of interest to write about. Contrarily, this process of linear thought presents the notion that life in its rawest, inherently mundane form is unextraordinary. This is false. Life in and of itself is but a gift and a miracle. The fact that I have been privileged, no, blessed enough, to wake up this morning is significantly noteworthy. Today, I am thankful for life. In all of its simplicity, I am thankful that I am allowed to experience it. I openly welcome the intrinsic mundanity at the core of life, and in contrast, the obstacles and trials it produces. For it is by these experiences, although undoubtedly some unpleasant, that we as humans can better ourselves. Even without tribulations, one can still learn a thing or two from the habitually boring state of life. Life does not always require a driving force. Unintentionally, we have grown accustomed to the belief that we can only learn from what life has to offer if it is in motion. I'm extremely guilty of this. Although it is important for us as individuals seeking self-betterment to have motivating aspirations, the majority of lessons we can learn from life are while we are standing still. One such example is learning the ability to be patient. Patience is not in human nature. It is a learned behavior. Naturally, humans are drawn to instant gratification. This can be seen in every aspect of our lives, whether it be through technology, personal relationships, or even our careers. When one can truly learn patience, when one can learn to be truly content in their solitude, they begin to understand bit by bit what life is truly about. Now, it is important to note that there is a difference between being content and being complacent. Complacency is the adversary of the productive individual. Where contentment says, "I can find happiness in this state for now," complacency says, "I can stay in this state forever." There's a fine line between that apathy and being fulfilled. When content, an individual will recognize the world around them as an endless space for opportunity and growth. However, they are not unhappy when they do not receive the results, the instant gratification they think they deserve. They use these moments of disappointment as pragmatic opportunities to continue pushing forward in their learning and betterment of themselves. They welcome the mundanity of life as a way to sharpen their patience, but they do not get lost in it. When complacent, an individual will do the polar opposite. They become satisfied, not appreciative, of the current state they are in. Although they might be able to learn from the situations they have been presented with, they choose not to. Complacent individuals accept the mundanity of life as the norm and do not strive to understand or learn about the patience and peace that life has to offer in this state. They take advantage of life's downtime, and instead of sharpening their patience, they choose to stroke their laziness. The path to understanding patience, contentment, and fulfillment is not one I pretend to have mastered or even one that I fully grasp. However, I continue to strive towards that goal on a regular basis. If we plan on bettering ourselves, fully optimizing our minds and bodies in the healthiest way possible, patience is a key to unlocking many of life's positive intricacies. We need to learn to welcome and appreciate life's downtime, learn from it, and continue moving forward. We need to be careful of not falling into a pit of complacency during these times of mundanity. we need to manipulate them to further explore our laziness. Life is precious, even its most unnoteworthy state. There is always something that can be learned, even if it is from nothing. You just listened to the post titled Downtime by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, that should do it for another Sunday edition of Optimal Living Daily. Have a happy rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. Have a happy Kwanzaa and Boxing Day. And I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.